This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Wildfires burned hundreds of thousands of acres last year. Burn scars around places like Glenwood Canyon and Estes Park are downhill and highly susceptible to flash flooding. National Weather Service meteorologist Greg Hansen says burned vegetation coats the soil with a waxy substance that repels water following fires.
Think of rain falling on an asphalt parking lot. It's running off instantly, and that's what these hydrophobic soils do.
Hansen says flash flood warnings are probably inevitable this summer. Legislation that would set up new air pollution monitors around industrial facilities has cleared the Colorado House. It requires big polluters to measure the range of air toxins in real time and share the data with the public. They include the Suncor oil and gas refinery in Commerce City, north of Denver. Erie's town board has approved contracts for new air quality monitors. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
At a town meeting this week, several residents voiced concerns with air pollution from oil and gas operations in the area. Colorado Hometown Weekly reports that the town will use air monitor equipment, paid for in part by existing tax revenue from oil and gas. The town will also join a regional monitoring network with Broomfield, Boulder County, and Longmont that will allow for regional tracking of oil and gas emissions. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Wind advisory till 9 tonight for Grand Junction. Grand Junction's at 84 degrees. This is CPR and KRCC.